How's retirement treating you?
I don't know what retirement is. I'm busier now than I ever was as a player.
Are you? What are you doing now?
Well, I have a golf tournament coming up July the 9th up at Kayak Point to help benefit the program my wife and I started called Teamworks.
Right.
That's keeping me plenty busy. We're also doing a sports and leadership camp July the 10th through the 12th. Right after that, that's also for the Native American kids on the reservations. And I've been doing a lot of speaking engagements and then also, you know, trying to get things set up for the fall as far as trying out my media opportunities.
What are you looking forward to do there?
I'm hoping I have the opportunity to do a little bit of radio and maybe a little bit of TV stuff here locally. Just stay connected that way.
On some Seahawks broadcasts?
Yeah, maybe on some Seahawks broadcasts, maybe a little bit with KJR. Who knows, maybe in Comcast I can get a little stuff in with them. No, that's doing good.
You guys
doing good. But I know. You need to get you one of these little iPod deals, man. It makes it easier for you.
That's good stuff, huh?
Okay.
You miss this at all?
I don't miss it right now. No. I mean, out there in the cold and the rain. You know, I did this for a long time, and it was time to let it go. I'm sure on Sundays, when Sundays roll around, that's when it'll really kind of kick in.
Yeah.
You know.
How about when you were home, when you were not traveling, or when you weren't at the home games and you weren't traveling with these guys
last
year?
That was tough, you know, because I still felt very much part of the team. You know, I started out, being a part of it, and I wanted to end it being a part of it. And when you're away and you're not practicing, you're not playing in the games, it's kind of hard to feel that way.
What kind of withdrawal stuff did you go through? I mean, it's in a one sense, you knew it was going to be over at some point, but
right.
You kind of want to go out on your own terms, not have it taken from you.
I think really just coming to grips with that. I didn't want to, I don't want to go through a situation where I just, not able to put football behind me. And I think one of the things that really helped me to get over is when I had surgery in December. And that kind of just really cemented it for me and just made it clear that, it's time to move on. It's time to kind of put this behind me emotionally.
Mike came to you and asked you if you wanted to be running backs coach this year. What went into that decision not to do that?
You know, it was just a little too close for me. I think, putting in the amount of hours that the coaches put in, I mean, those guys are dedicated.
Yeah.
And I was dedicated as a player, but they spend way more time, I think just even more so than a player, being away from their families, putting together game plans, things like that. I just felt like, I'm not ready to do that right now. This is a time, 15 years is a long time to do anything, and especially play football. And I really want to, it's time for me to reconnect with my family, my kids, and give them, my best. And maybe at some point down the road, I'll get the itch to coach or something like that. But right now, I'm just happy doing what I'm doing.
Did the uncertainty at the time about Mike leaving, Jim coming in, all that play into it at all?
No, not at all. That didn't really bother me at all. I felt like, changes. It's certain in this business.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. And, the greatest thing about it was that it was a huge honor, I think, to feel like, Coach Hungman had enough confidence in me that he would leave me in charge of, the running back. So, in such a – this is a pivotal season, I feel like. It's a crucial time in the Seahawks history. But at the same time, I just felt like it just wasn't the right fit for me at the time.
When you on the outside looking in, what are some of your thoughts about some of the stuff? Sean leaving, Bobby Engram not here because of holdouts, all that stuff.
It's different, It's really different. But like I said, change is inevitable. I mean, it's going to happen. In a couple of years, probably not too in a too distant future here, it's going to be players on the team that I don't even recognize, And I know that.
This year.
And it's going to be awkward, but it's not a bad thing, It's people get old and they move on and do other things, and new guys come up and have their opportunity, to shine. And that's what this league is all about. It's like, everybody gets their opportunity to really shine and show what they can do and display their talents and live out their dreams.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
Good luck with your.